Chapter 2. John John thinks he's smart. I hear him still singing that boom boom song under his breath. I don't have to listen to it either. So instead of going to fifth period and sitting next to him, I'm going outside. There's plenty of kids hanging out around the corner at the pretzel place. I just have to get to my locker for my coat and slip out the back door. Soon as I get down the hall, though, who do I see but that woman? She's all up in somebody else's business already. Young lady, she says to a girl leaning against the wall with a boy sucking on her neck. Get to class. I turn to a locker like I'm trying to open it. When the girl turns Miss Saunders' way, I almost choke on my spit. It's Charlize. Man, the stuff's gonna fly now. Charlie stares at Miss Saunders like she's out of her mind. Then she laughs. I see Miss Saunders crunching up her face and cutting her eyes at Worm. Worm bursts out laughing and says, Dang! Who you? Somebody's mama? I'm the new English teacher. Miss Saunders has got a real attitude when she says it, too. Shoot, Char says. I sure ain't looking at that face 4 to 5 minutes every day. No way. Worm puts his arm round Char's shoulder. They walk down the hall right past me. Dang, what happened to her? He whispers. They head for the stairway to keep on locking lips. To class or to the office? Miss Saunders calls after them real loud and steady. Charlize looks at Miss Saunders and rolls her eyes. Miss Saunders has got her hands on her hips. You have something to say? Big mistake, lady, I'm thinking. Charlize is the baddest thing in this school. She ain't gonna forgive you for loud talking to her. Charlize? She's crazy-like. Next thing I know, she's telling Miss Saunders to mind her own business. She says something about her face. Worm's telling Char to cool it. He's dragging her down the hall with his hand covering her big mouth. The new teacher don't know when to quit. She tells Worm to hold on a minute. Then she says her piece. She's letting Charlize know that she's traveled all over the world, and there's nothing Charlize can say about her face that she ain't heard in at least 4 different languages. Char says, If you're so high and mighty, what you doing in a dump like this? Miss Saunders puts down her briefcase. When she does, her Gucci watch flashes. This lady's got money, big time cash. I want to give something back, Miss Saunders says. You want to give something back? Charlize asks, putting out her hand. Good. You can start by giving me them designer shoes and that $300 watch you got on. Charlize, she's got an eye for the good stuff. Her older sister, Juju, who's been taking care of Char since their parents died 2 years back, has got all kinds of stuff at her house. Most of it still got price tags on it. She'll sell you a $300 pantsuit for $50, or a nice coat for a Benjamin, $100. Good deals if you got the dollars, which I ain't. Char's lucky. When my daddy died 3 years ago, Mama took to her sewing machine to help her ease the pain. I sure wish she'd taken to getting me clothes off a store rack instead. Her sewing is a shame. Worm tells Charlize to forget about Miss Saunders and to get out of here. Charlize, don't let the new broad off so easy. You don't scare me, she says, putting her hands on her hips. But before Miss Saunders can speak, here comes Ty, interrupting everything. I see you've met Charlize, Ty says to Miss Saunders. Ty teaches math. She is weird, too. She stands at the blackboard with one leg leaning on the other like a flamingo. She does yoga and hums like a heater on the blink. Ty is a strange chick, I'm telling you. I see you made it, she says to Miss Saunders, grabbing both her arms and squeezing them tight in a friendly girl-to-girl squeeze. Ty looks funny standing next to Miss Saunders, who must be close to 6 feet tall. Ty is short with long hair and two sets of silver hoop earrings in her ears and a small hole in her nose where she puts her nose ring when she ain't at work. We're all college roommates, she says to Charlize. You will love having this woman around. She really makes things happen. I don't know why Ty is telling all this to Charlize. She knows Charlize couldn't care less. Ty and Miss Saunders head for the office. Ty tells Worm and Charlize to get to class. Sure, Ty, Char says, all sweet and innocent. When Char is halfway up the hall, Ty looks over her shoulder at me and says, That goes for you too, Miss Madison.